The Pacific Island state of Vanuatu is again appealing to Australia to restore shortwave radio services after they were switched off by the ABC across the Pacific in January 2017. Vanuatu's Prime Minister says losing the service could cost many lives if there's another major natural disaster when other forms of communication usually fail. He added his voice on the final day for submissions to an Australian government review of broadcasting in the region. And as if to make the point, it came as a major operation is underway in Vanuatu to evacuate more than 8,000 residents from the island of Umbai, which has been made uninhabitable by an erupting volcano. Here's one description of the scene.
What I saw was that there's limited water supply due to contamination by volcanic ash and possibly acid rain. People were living in very dusty conditions due to the volcanic ash. They were often living in tents, and the tents would accumulate a lot of ash fall on them, and sometimes at risk of collapsing at times for the people that were living inside.
Red Cross coordinator Nikita Tawia in Vanuatu amidst the evacuation from Umbai. So how does shortwave radio serve residents of the Pacific Islands at times of disaster? Earlier, I asked Dan McGarry, who's the media director at Vanuatu's Daily Post newspaper, about the government's view there. Dan McGarry, it seems the Vanuatu Prime Minister is very keen to see Australian shortwave broadcasting back in your country. Can you explain what the Prime Minister's view is?
Well, it's something that we've held for quite some time. The government issued a statement of expressing their reservations about the initial decision to remove, to end shortwave services here. The bottom line is this: shortwave radio saves lives, and it saves taxpayer dollars in the event of natural disasters. And heaven knows we have a regular string of them. We had Cyclone Pam in 2015. We're dealing with an active volcano that's requiring the evacuation of the entire population of an island, even as we speak. So what happens during natural disasters is that domestic infrastructure, broadcasting infrastructure, breaks. In Cyclone Pam, we were down to about 4 or 5% of our national capacity at one point immediately after the storm. Without other broadcast services being able to pick up the slack, we leave people with no information, with no access to information. So Radio Australia's shortwave service is to us, it's a life-saving thing. It's a lifeline in times of need.
Some here in Australia say that there's a more modern offering on the way. FM and digital services are already out there and they're going to expand. Can they work in the same way as shortwave?
The biggest problem that we have is that if you're relying on people to access things through digital, that means they're using their phones. And as you know, phones need to be charged daily. During cyclones, we don't get a lot of sunlight. Solar power is how we charge our phones in the islands. And so right at the time when we need it most, that's the time when this kind of communications is least viable. FM radio doesn't have the capacity to reach beyond a few dozens of kilometers, and our country is 1,000 kilometers long, and most of it is ocean. So neither of those are really good last-ditch efforts. They're not good fallback communications media, whereas shortwave emphatically is.
And there is a wider point that the Vanuatu Prime Minister makes in the submission to the Australian Parliamentary Inquiry, and that is that the people of Vanuatu value the ABC's reporting of what's going on in the wider region, as well as the cultural offering and the sporting mix and so forth. But can't others serve those needs, like New Zealand, and indeed China is stepping in?
Well, China, of course, we don't have as much in common on a day-to-day basis. And so the programming that comes out, it also skews a little differently. There's not as much entertainment. There's not as much sporting news, for example. The Radio New Zealand is a constant presence, but that's not to say that Australia's voice isn't important. I can tell you that Radio Australia and ABC reporters have rendered an invaluable service over time. Part of our submission to the review, that is my newspaper submission to the review, was a reminder that it's sometimes very difficult for us to break important stories. And quite often what we do is we collaborate with our colleagues in the ABC and elsewhere to break the story overseas and then report on it from here. As you can imagine, small town, small island news can be a rather fraught occupation. And we've faced physical harm in the past. And so having the partnership of bigger siblings, if you will, is it's a survival tactic for us for as much as anything else.
And you mentioned that your newspaper is also putting in a submission to the inquiry. I'm wondering about your reflections on, you know, the wider kind of set of values that we want to see in the Pacific. And I guess I say we, sitting in Australia, you're sitting in the islands in Vanuatu. What's the value of the Australian broadcasting content in that context?
Well, we see it as a two-way street. We think that the Pacific needs to be more visible in Australian households, and we think that Australian views and perceptions on things need to be more present in day-to-day life here in Vanuatu. We need to have a better understanding of each other. The whole China base story was a perfect example where very reputable reporters working out of Canberra printed what they thought was a good story, and it turned out not to really have any significant basis. In fact, the core elements of the story, in fact, and it was because of the assumptions that they were willing to make about Vanuatu officials, about their trustworthiness, about the nature of politics here in Vanuatu. That was why the story gained credence. We had a great deal of difficulty interacting with people from Australia at times like this, because again, we have we don't always have the context to bring to bear. So the better we understand each other, the better we all get along, and the better we get through these strategic wrangles, such as the one that we're dealing with now.
And if the ABC or someone else from Australia doesn't restore, particularly a shortwave service, what do you think the consequences of that will be long term?
As I say, shortwave saves lives. It's that simple. So the opposite of that is that shortwave, the lack of shortwave could cost lives. When you have a major weather event, especially moving through the islands of the Pacific, it's a really touch and go thing. And every bit of advantage that we can get is something that we'll leverage if we can. Unfortunately, it's not possible always to maintain communications domestically. And so having the international backup is essential from our perspective. And that's the perspective that our Prime Minister took when he wrote to the Government of Australia expressing his view on the matter.
Dan McGarry, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dan McGarry is Media Director at the Vanuatu Daily Post newspaper.